Would you,
I'm in scrap notes.
I see. Would you mind putting that on the tape that you just explained to me about the chair?
The automatic?
Yes, and your grandfather, would you put it on tape, what you just told me?
Oh, yes.
Chair.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
That your grandfather made it,
Yeah, I was just starting now. You mean just starting now?
Yes, if you just explain, just as you explained to me, and so the posters have been worn, and,
Well, something I have, that I especially appreciate, is a homemade chair made by my paternal grandfather. As far as I can trace it back, I think it was in 1843, and my grandfather made it, and he and my grandmother started keeping house with it. It has some nails, and it has wooden pegs, if you've noticed.
Uh-huh.
And I especially appreciate this, and I just appreciate it just as a keepsake, not to you especially.
Why is the seat so low?
Well, because the chair is so low. And a lot of people would say, my mother said she could rest better in a low chair.
Uh-huh.
Well, my husband might sit on a low chair, and I like to sit on a high chair, maybe because I'm low.
I think you said the posters were worn too, weren't they?
Sir?
The posters were worn, you said.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, which makes it low.
And it makes it lower than it would be.
Uh-huh.
And if you noticed, it has wooden pegs.
It's very, very interesting.
And this chest in here has square nails. I think it has some wooden pegs. And the way it's put together is, soldering and mitering or something like they call it, the way it's put together.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I wouldn't, it's a heirloom I wouldn't take anything for.
Yes.
Yeah, I said, I had it worked over. I wouldn't undertake it myself. I said, well, I could put the paint on. I guess it's sandpaper, but I'm afraid it'd just be an amateurish job.
Mm-hmm.
And a neighbor lady that lives down the road a little piece, she had an old table that she had inherited from her grandmother. Well, she got a man to work it over, you know, and fix it up better. And she was very much pleased with it. And so I got this man to fix the chest, my chest for me. He says, now, it may cost you more than it'll be worth to you. And I didn't make any comment, and he built it to me and told me what it cost, but I just paid. I just thought, now you don't know what that means to me. But I mean, and sometimes, you know, there's not any use to tell people.
You tell people, that's right.
If they don't get the point, they don't. You haven't.
He might have doubled his charges had you told him, so. Is that right?
I don't know what he would have done, but he did a good job of it. And,
yes, it's very handsome.
And he could have put a new hinge on it. Now the lid had gotten shackled, but he used the old hinge and fixed it best he could, and I appreciated that. I said I wanted pigs so that it will last another 150 or 200 years, supposing that time goes on, which we don't know. And it's been in the family. Well, but I guess it's been in the family. It's safe to say if it isn't 200 years old, it wouldn't like much, because I understand that it was made while North Carolina was still a colony. Of course, that would have been up to 1776.
Yes.